Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for the Aruchah Bas Chaya Rezel, Tamar Nesia Bas Elisheva Tov, Eliezer Moshe, Ben Charna Mariam. We're going to be discussing B'siyata D'Shmaya, the chiluk between Chinuch L'Midos and Chinuch L'Mitzvahs. The pashtus of the sugya at the beginning of Maseches Sukkah, in numerous places in Chazal, is that chinuch is only a din d'rabbanan. There's only a din d'rabbanan to be mechanech your children. However, the Meshech Chachman Vayera brings a pasuk of Lamanashi Yitzav is Banav is Beis HaAchrav, that Hashem says, I love Avram, because he's going to teach his kids after him to file to do tztaka and mishpat. So, why taka is not a din d'oraisa? The Meshech Chachman found a pasuk. So, why do we always learn that it's the Rabbanan, it should be d'oraisa? So, the Parat Yitzchak and the Ma'amarim and Sukkis brings the Rambam. The Rambam says that we have to do tztaka, we have to be very careful about tztaka more than any other mitzvah, because it's a siman letzadik zera Avram Avinu. He says that Avram Avinu ki yedativ l'manashe yitzaves banav ves beisav acharav v'sham r'derech Hashem lasot tztaka u'mishpats. He learned tztaka from Avram. Frek refutner, I don't understand. We don't keep mitzvahs because the others did them. We keep mitzvahs because they're written in the Torah, like the Rambam says in his Ekdama, in his Perish HaMishnah Gid HaNoshe. That we keep mitzvahs because they were given at Sinai, not because the avos did it. So he answered that there's a chiluk. There's a din midas and there's a din mitzvahs. Midin midas, that we learn from the avos. Masai agiyo, masai alamasai avos, everybody has to ask. You have to have midas like the avos. And mitzvahs you learn from the Torah. And stuck has both aspects, midas and mitzvahs. So the midas aspect of tztaka you learn from Avraham Avinu. And the mitzvahs aspect of tztaka you learn from Matan Torah. And on this he explained, he added that the Olam asks that chinuch, we always learn as the Rabbanim. What about the pasuk of chanuch l'nar al pidarko? The answer is chanuch l'nar al pidarko is midivrei kabbalah, it's pasuk in Mishlei, but that's teaching us chinuch l'midas. Chinuch l'midas taka d'oraisa, divrei kabbalah k'divrei Torah dami. But chinuch l'mitzvahs, that's only the Rabbanim. And what's the makor for this? So he says he didn't find the makor, but the Yemes Avram, Hagon Rabbi Avram Moshe Ziskin, is a very chosh of Talmud Chacham, very prolific author, Yerushalayim, Rambam Yeshiva Zitri. So in his Sefer on Sukkah, he brings a makor from the Rambam. The Rambam is talking about Midas, and he says you have to follow the Midas of Hashem. He's Rachum Chan and Erech Apayim, you also have to be. And that's called Derech Hashem. And this, the Rambam says, was learned from Avram Avinu. Ki yedativ l'manashe yitzav is banav is beis havachar v'sham u'derech Hashem lashet tztaka u'mishpat. So you see that there's this inyan of, according to the Rambam, midin Torah, of having Hashem's midas. And Avram Avinu commanded his children to have Hashem's midas, to do tztaka u'mishpat. So you see that there's a makor min haTorah that you teach your kid midas. Midas is min haTorah. Mitzvahs is chinuch l'mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Chinuch l'midas is d'oraisa. And this also explains the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, that Hashem says to Avram Avinu, ki b'Yitzchak yikar lecha zara. Yitzchak's going to be your seed. And that means Yitzchak and not Yishmael. And Esav is also excluded. B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. The Rambam says, you know why Esav is excluded? Because it says about Yaakov, v'yitin lecha zbirkas Avram lecha lezarecha. Mechal shu levado zara shel Avram, that proves he alone is the zara of Avram. It's machzik b'dasa that holds on to his religion, or b'darko yeshar in his straight path. And only those people are chayiv and mila. Only Yitzchak, Yaakov, and down that line, but nobody else. But the kasha is that the Gemara learns b'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So why does the Rambam learn it from the pasuk of Yitin l'chaz birkas Avram l'chal zarecha? So the Brisker Rav says the name of his father, that you're right, Yitzchak, Esav was excluded from being Yitzchak Zera. How do we know he's excluded from being Avram Zera? So that the Gemara, that the Rambam learns from the fact that he was given the bracha, Birchas Avram, to him and his seed. So you see that he's also Zera Avram. So the Rambam's adding on to the Gemara. That's strange, the Rambam doesn't mention the Gemara. We talked about that in a different shir. The Rambam says, you know why he's the Zera? Because he's machzik b'daso b'darka yeshara. Daso is religion, is Torah and mitzvah, slachara. And darka yeshara is midas. Derech Hashem lasat stako mishpat. So you do tzedakah and mishpat, those are the midas of Avraham Avinu. Midas of Avraham Avinu are tzedakah and mishpat, and that's what Yaakov is following. And Mimele, he's considered Zer Avraham. We also see in the Rambam at the end of Hilchos, the Rambam says that you have to work b'chol kocho, like Yaakov HaTzadik. He calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. Ki b'chol kochi avarati yasavicha. So that chol kochi isn't necessarily chiv in choshen mishpat, but it's a chiv in midas. You have to work b'chol hakoach. So until now we had tztaka, like the Rambam says, you have to give tztaka like Avraham Avinu. But it would seem that this is mishpat. That here also, when you're working for somebody, you have to work with all of your might, and that's proper mishpat. And the Rambam says, "Fikach natal schar zos af ba'olam hazeh shenemar v'yifrat z'ish me'od me'od." Because when you have good midas, you get schar in this world, like the Rambam says. When you go in this derech of derech Hashem of having good midas, you bring tov and bracha l'atzma l'man havi at the pasuk l'man havi Hashem l'avram etzchei diber alav. So if you have, there's a special bracha even in olam hazeh for midas, and that's what the Rambam says. L'fikach natal schar zos af b'olam hazeh v'yif shenemar v'yifrat zish mod mod. So v'yifrat zish mod mod is going in the derech Hashem of having good midas, and therefore you're yitzocha to. Hashem's going to fulfill his promise. And by Avraham Avinu, we find also Chiddush and Midas B'Torahs Mishpatim is an Isra Avodas Perachet Tzal Avid Ivri. And the Rambam writes in Ochas Avodim that it's Mutter Lavod Be'Avid Kanani B'Farech. Mikra Adin, you're allowed to, but that's not the proper way to do it. Midas Chasidus and Darkei Chochma is to be merciful, to be Roidev Tzedek, not to make the yoke heavy. And Achzarius and Azus are only found by Akum of the Avodah Zarah, but Zarah Shel Avraham Avinu are not like that, where it's by Rachmanim, by Shanim, Tzadikim, Rachmanim. We have to be like Hashem, the Rambam says, Racham of Akum Masav, B'chol HaMerachim, Rachman Olav, Shenema, B'nasim Lecha Racham, Yerichamecha, V'yirbecha. We have mercy, God will have mercy on us. Mechasim Sofer and Taurus Moshe and Parshas Vayera explains to Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer and Yishmael, Shvu Lechem Poyim Achamor, you wait here, and then we're going to go there, and we're going to come back. Why is he telling them what's he going to do at Har Moriah? Just tell them you're going to come back. The answer is he doesn't want to be Mavid Befarech. So he tells them we're going to bow down, we're going to come back. So he's telling them like what the time is going to be. How long does the shtachavah take? So you make them, you know, what the shir is. Make them feel better. So you see tztaka by Avraham Avinu, you see mishpat by Avraham Avinu. There's also mishpat, not to be mavid avid ivri b'fevid kanani b'farach. Therefore he told Eliezer and Yishmael that he's coming back soon. Also you learned din zrizim from Avraham Avinu. Pesachim Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. The reason Matim on the Mitzvahs, the Meir in Yuma Dav Chav Ches explains, you have to be Oichiz B'Darkei Avos. So the Yosef Engel in Pesachim says that it's Mashmeh, it's not a Chiyuv Gomer, because Ein Lameidim Lifnei Matan Torah, but it's Mitzad Midas, it's Mitzad Darkei Avos. That's what we're learning before Matan Torah, the Mid of Zerizis. So in Bris Milah, Kayadua, there are two brachas, and two brachas make us think that there are two elements to Bris Milah. So there's a mitzvah of Milah, and there's a mitzvah of Bris. Mitzvah of Milah is Shekeshanu Sanu Ala Milah. That's the mitzvah. And there's the Bris, Lachniso Bebriso Shel Avraham Avinu. So what's Mechayiv in Milah is in the Sefer... I don't remember. Somewhere I wrote a long article about this. Forgive me, I don't remember. Maybe in a Gila ben Ismacha or maybe in a Kuntres. Somewhere. Anyway, so about these two brachas. So one mahalach is that the mitzvah given at Sinai, that's mitzvah smila. And then there's the bris, that's Shaykh to Avram Avinu. And this bris is from before Matan Torah. Bris is machayev even before Matan Torah, it's not mitzvahs. And what's this bris? So we also have in Ksubas Chasamid Beis. Pasach v'yom racheinu goyim lechasadim ne goyim lechasadim ha-machzikim b'vrisoy shel Avram Avinu. Shenemra ki yidati v'man ha-sheyitzav es banu feis v'acharav acheinu baal gemul yishalem lechem gemul chem baruch atom yishalem ha-gemul. It's moiridik. And when you do chesed, you're machzik b'vris avos, even from before Matan Torah. And that's included in the tzivu t'Avram Avinu l'man ha-sheyitzav es banu feis beis v'acharav. So that's the bris avos, the bris of chesed. Hamachzikim evrisu shlamim, that's the gongmilus chesed, is the bris of Avram Avinu. And that's what he taught, l'man sheyitzav es banav es beiso. Sham derech Hashem lasad stakol mishpat. That's part of the bris. And that's from before Matan Torah. You also have an Eliyahu Rabba in Parsha Chof Gimel, k'sha Yisrael b'mitzrayim. It's kaptu kulam v'yashvu yachad v'shehu kulam aguda achas v'karsu bris yachad sh'yasu gmilus chasadim zein zeh v'yishmu v'levavim bris avim yitzak v'yakov l'avres avim sh'mayim levadu v'shleinichu l'isham l'ashem b'is yakov avim v'yumdu l'ashem mitzrayim b'nei darki avadizar. So you see this gmilus chesed is part of the bris, and they're making this bris, they're going to stay with the chesed. So you have two aspects to mili, you have the bris aspect and then you have the mitzvah aspect. So the mitzvah aspect is from Matan Torah, and the bris aspect is from before. You have chesed, you have to chesed al pi Torah, but you also have the chesed, it's a mid of avos. It's part of the bris avos. A very big yisod. We give ourselves a bracha that we should follow, taka in the darkei avos. Amen v'amen, shalom, sweetest friends.